5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
In a tie.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I can't do this. I'm having tomorrow off.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Feel good.
Yeah, you feel good. Of course you do. Look outside. This is as good as it gets, Pat.
Yes.
Late 20s, no wind.
Beautiful.
It is superb in the best city in the world. And we're about to speak to Sarah Rowe. What a star.
Mm-hmm.
Star of the AFLW. Star for the Melbourne Victory. So two sports.
Yep.
And then I see Hump Day Quiz.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Popular.
I'm not sure we're going to get there.
Good prize.
And then, what is it?
$500.
Oh. Well, look at Fat. He's now doubting whether that's actually the case.
Well, thanks to Thirsty Camel.
Oh, righto.
$500
the
voucher.
Club.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's superb. And then second hour, Merrick Watts, who is now a wine expert.
A Solomoneer.
So we're going to find out how he's combining that with his other great passion, comedy. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jim. Great to be with you. And something arrived in the mail today. And it was in a big box, and I thought, this would be nice, and it was actually...
Oh, no.
I was trying to think of the word.
What?
It was actually...
No. What just happened
then? I was going to say introduced. Mailed to you, Jim,
oh,
all right?
Oh, God, we need so, that cut out, and I need that soon to be able to be replayed.
So I got it out of the box, Jim.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's a lovely trophy here.
Yes.
It says 2022 Australian Commercial Radio Awards. Best sports presenters, Metropolitan, James Brayshaw and Bill Brownless. So how good is that, Jim? Look at that. That's our award.
He's just added an S in there.
I think he has.
Yeah.
James Brayshaw which and bit, Bill Brownless.
Which sport do you present?
I present the rap and things like that, which is very good. So that is nice. That'll go on our shelf.
It will go on our shelf, but yeah. I tell you what, I need that little bit chopped out.
Have yes,
we got, is Maddie, did I hear Maddie's voice before?
No, he's not back.
BT, so BT, BT yep. I need you, please, to get that ready for me directly.
How are you, Ryan?
That's going to be tough for the Ukrainian. Yeah, how do you respond to deep, hard balls?
Yeah, you've got to really try to stay nice and low.
No. Rabs. Oh, come on. Come on, Rabs.
Yeepers.
Oh, listen to the girls. Having a laugh.
The old Aussie Open's gone a little purple. Jeepers.
That? Who was that?
I'm not sure.
No. Crumbs.
They've had balls. But they've had trouble with them. They're too soft, they reckon.
They don't like the Dunlop ball. The players don't. But they've just... Craig, our man, has just done another deal with Dunlop.
Has he?
Yeah, Craig Tiley.
It's his backyard. It's full of them. Dunlop balls everywhere. Anyway, time now for a magnificent rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hey, nice little rappy rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
You know who won Essendon's Best and Fairest last year, Jim?
Essendon?
Yeah. Who won their Best and Fairest last year?
No, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
He's 2 metres high.
Oh, 2 metre Peter.
Yeah, Peter Wright. 2 metre Peter, well, he's limped off today, had a bit of a match game, and he's limped off. I don't think it's too serious.
Match game.
Yes.
Match simulation.
Match sim,
as they call it.
Yeah. And he should be okay, but you don't want him. You need the big fella up and firing.
Yep.
How's Brad Scott going? Have
good.
You spoke to him?
I have, and I think he's enjoying it.
Good.
And my understanding is a bit hands off. In other words, the assistants are doing a lot of the work, and he's working on them to get a game style that's going to work for the Bombers. So I think they're a happy camp.
Only one way for the Bombers, isn't there? Up.
Well, you would think. He'll be very good for them. Yeah. He's an excellent coach.
There's a new kitten to the Cats family down there at Geelong.
Well, hello.
Reece Stanley's wife, Kirsten. Another baby there. They've got a boy, and now they've got a girl, and now they've got... another boy. There you go.
What's going on today?
Kirsten, well, so they've got Jager.
Yes.
And then they've got Hudson was born the other night, Jim. And they've also got Sloan. Interesting names.
Right.
Aren't they?
I see, yes.
So all the best to Hudson, who was born on Tuesday night
very
down there.
Good, right. We finally got the order right.
So, Jager, okay. Sloan, Hudson. That's the order,
very
Jim.
Good.
What happened to James and Ryan and Bill?
Yeah, well, Ryan, you'd probably drop off. William and James, proper names.
Especially if your surname was Warren.
Yeah.
What would you be called, Ryan?
Warren from Nerry.
The ICC Awards are out, Jim.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
Men's Test Team of the Year. Khawaja.
Well, I saw that, but how?
Craig.
Well,
Craig Brathwaite. Lubashane.
I wouldn't have thought from what Craig showed us over those two games here that he'd be in the test
team
of the year.
Well, he's the opener.
Craig with a K.
Yeah, Craig.
Yeah, with a K. Amanis, Lubashane.
Yes.
Baba. Johnny Bairstow.
Yes, interesting.
Ben Stokes, captain.
Captain, I can't have that.
You can't.
Well, what about Paddy Cummins, the best test-playing nation in the world, comfortably on the rankings?
Yeah. But
comfortably.
What the Poms have done to average 4 runs a game in test cricket.
That's in the last minute. Paddy's got the job done over the whole 12 months.
Yeah.
All comers.
Oh, no.
But gee, and one on the road, the one in Sri Lanka, one in Pakistan.
Yeah, all right.
So, Bill, I can't have that. He's the best captain in the world.
Pant is the wicketkeeper.
Yeah, very good, Rishabh.
He had a bad car accident, actually. Mm. Yeah, so, Pat Cummins is in there.
Cummins.
Rabada, Nathan Lyon, and James Anderson. He must be 50.
He's in his 40s.
Got to be. So, well done to James.
Yeah, what's that, Robert?
It's been turned around for you if you want it.
Oh, come on then.
Well, hang on. Just a wrap.
No,
we don't
mid-wrap, we're turning
we don't
that
do
around.
Bill's mistakes.
So this is Bill talking about an award that's arrived for me.
Something arrived in the mail today, and it was in a big box, and I thought this would be nice, and it was actually...
Oh, no.
I was trying to think of the word. It was actually... What do you call that? Address to you. Address.
That was almost an off-air.
We almost started Highway to Hell. Bill.
It was addressed to you, Jim.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank you, Bill. Yes.
Well done to the Renegades who won last night.
Yes, good winning, Finces.
I tell you what, Jim, was that a good-looking commentary team last night?
Yeah, very good.
So I put them in order. Chris Green at one. No. What? Good-looking Rooster.
So one's the least amount of
votes. No, best-looking, Chris Green.
Come on.
And then Greg Blewett, two.
He's...
Callum Ferguson, three.
Richo, mate.
And no, Brayshaw, four.
Oh, no. So then
you
the
got
most,
Richo
four
coming.
Four are the most votes. I agree with you. Four is the most votes.
Good looking.
Well done, Chris Green. And how well did he pick up on that no ball, too?
Did he?
Before anyone else knew about it. Six fielders on the onside. All right, what else?
Well done to the Renegades there. The Storm, Ryan Pappenhausen now.
Rugby league.
Yes, he's been over in the US rehabbing his knee, Jim. It looks pretty serious, that, so we'll see how he goes.
You sure?
Yes, I caught up with him. He was down in Geelong. They have their camp there at the out there at the nice little school out at Grammar, Jim.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Geelong Grammar.
Received a bit of our money over the
Yes, exactly. And I caught up with Paps out there. I went out with my little microphone here from Triple M. I said, what point will you be coming back next year?
Until they sort out this CBA, I don't know. I'm just kidding. the closest answer I can give is at some point this year. I'm not too sure when. We've got a pretty important 6-week block coming up now to put everything in place that I learned at Knowles Athletic there. So, yeah, I probably still won't have an answer after that 6 weeks, but, yeah, I think at some point this year is probably an accurate answer. So, sorry for all the fantasy managers out there.
That doesn't sound good.
No,
some point. So I paps.
Oh, my God.
without a camera.
Yeah. That's papping. But that's a bit of a worry. Are we nearly up for time, are we?
Yeah, I think so.
I want to talk about this trophy because there's a couple of things there. Ben Shelton, we've got to talk about. He's on air at the minute.
Yes.
And golf, your love, Jim. There's a couple of golf stories to bring up with you.
What? Min Woo Lee?
No.
Second in the tournament in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, he's nice a star, Min Woo Lee.
No, Donald Trump when he's...
come on.
His own
Seen him swing a club? He reckons he plays off two.
Yeah.
If he plays off two, I'm Roger Federer.
What about he was in front after the day one, Jim. But guess what?
What?
He didn't play day one.
What?
Oh. they turned up the next day and he's 5 in front.
Come on, Trumpy.
He didn't play day one.
Come on,
Trump.
Sarah Rowe, dual code star with the Pies and the victory, joins us next. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw and Bill Bremis.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I said, what happened to the Cranberries? And Bill went, did they go travelling? Pause. Oh, no, that was the Wilburys.
And right now we're joined by dual code star with Collingwood Football Club and the Melbourne Victory, Sarah Rowe.
There might not be a sport our next guest isn't good at. Starting in Gaelic football in Ireland, she's made a name for herself in the AFLW with Collingwood.
The handball to Rowe and the goal for Collingwood. That is outstanding.
And recently, she's also joined the Melbourne Victory in the A-League Women's.
He's able to find Rowe. Oh, call it ambulance. Some ankles are broken there.
Please welcome Sarah Rowe.
Ah, yes, Jimmy boy, all the way from County Mayo. Please welcome Sarah Rowe to the show.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome.
That is the worst accent I've ever heard.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you,
mate?
I'm great.
Yeah,
how are
good.
You?
Hey, well done. This is great because you're playing with Collingwood and a star there, 43 games that we heard. But then, like, only a month or so ago, Melbourne Victory got on the phone and said, come across and play soccer. Well done to you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a challenging journey, I suppose, so far, but I'm really enjoying going back to a sport, I suppose, I started playing as a kid, so it's bringing back fond memories.
How long since you last played it?
8 years since I last played it. Yeah, I went back during COVID for 2 weeks of my club at home. It's Shelburne. I went back and played 2 weeks just in their semi-final and final, and then we had to come back for a pre-season with Collingwood. So before that, it was 8 years.
Wow. Was it like riding a bike?
It is in one way, but it's, I think at this level, like the small little details that I find that, you know, if you know soccer well, you'll spot them. But it's just like small things like passing to the wrong foot and stuff that I feel like are bad habits that I've got into from, you know, training to be an AFL player essentially the last 5 years. Now to go back and just small things like the agility side of the game and things like that and changing your gym and all that stuff. So there's a lot to consider. But it has come back naturally. But it's, again, I'm not at the level that I think I could be capable
of. So is it a passion of yours regardless? Like you're a fan of the Premier League and the big clubs in Europe. Do you watch soccer?
Do you know what? I don't watch too much soccer. I've just grown up playing it since I was 13 or 14. Spent my days playing soccer and Gaelic the whole way up until I was 19. And then I really focused on soccer for a year and we got to the European finals that year, beating like England, Spain, Sweden. Mm-hmm. And we were pitched to lose every game. And I suppose we came out of the traps and it was a big surprise for everyone in Ireland at the time. And then I gave everything to soccer that year. And then the following year after that, I went and was like, I'm going to give everything to Gaelic football now because that's also a passion of mine. And then from that came the opportunity to come to Australia. So I felt like I left soccer on an abrupt note and always felt like I'd return. But then 5 years later, you're here in Australia and it just happened to align with seasons this year.
That's nuts. How good's that?
Oh, no, fantastic. Unbelievable, really, the transition. So who's fitter? Who is fitter, the footballer or the soccer player?
Yeah, it's different types of fitness,
yeah,
I think. But I find myself in soccer like being more out of breath, but you find yourself like physically more fatigued in terms of like muscle soreness and stuff because you're obviously getting hit all the time and you're on the ground and all that stuff. So I would say soccer players are kind of lighter, more agile on their feet, but then AFL players are probably stronger and more endurance-based athletes.
And what's harder to... Yeah, the coaching and all the training and the different little nuances.
Well, hello.
Big word.
That's a big word.
Is there a nuance in Ireland, in the Irish dictionary?
No, there's not. We have a different language over in Ireland. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
Conas the thought, do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it mean?
Nuances. Yes, all those little things you were talking about.
Yeah, all the little details. And I think soccer is a perfectionist game. So like if I come away from training having given two balls away at training, like I'm frustrated.
Right.
You know, whereas AFL, sometimes it's a very chaotic game and sometimes things are like 50-50 chance and like everyone's grappling, fighting for the ball. So it's a bit different that way. Whereas I find in soccer that if you make one bad pass, like you do go home and think about it for the evening. So it's a bit more of a perfectionist game, I think.
When you watch, have you been to an EPL game?
No.
You would have, Rebs.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually insane how hard they kick the ball. Well, it doesn't come up on telly, I don't reckon. And then when you watch it live, when they're crossing from one side of the ground to the other or pitch to the other, that the speed with which the ball moves is like ridiculous. The power in the leg is something I just hadn't thought
and
about.
Both legs?
Both sides, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Everything we do in training is right and left foot. And I found that when I came back to the sport as well. It's just the different, like kicking with the inside of your foot and small things of being, you know, one-dimensional, kicking front on a bit more in AFL. So yeah, it's small things, but the girls are like extremely good athletes and they've a really elite mindset. Last week we were in Sydney for 3 days and then flew straight to Adelaide and it was just, I thought the whole week was just really professional and everything they did. They really prepare well.
Mm. Well, we think our girls are going to win the World Cup, don't we?
Well, they're about, aren't they? the Aussies?
Well, they're playing Ireland in the first round. And, you know, just by records, the last time the Matildas played Ireland, Ireland actually won.
There, we don't want to hear
that. Small nation.
1936 or something.
This big nation. Crazy.
1936.
We're not talking about that.
When's the AFLW start? Have we got any fixtures out yet?
No, we haven't got any dates yet. No surprise there, but we hopefully will. I think we're meant to be around May, June, maybe start to kind of get back into some sort of level of training anyway.
Right. And you and your girls, they normally send some photos out on Instagram. Rabsy told me that.
I'm pretty sure you follow me on Instagram, but anyway.
Do I? Oh.
as long as you don't follow Bill.
Holidays, you normally, you like getting down the surf coast way.
Yeah, we love it down in Torquay or Anglesey. It's always nice to get down there, switch away from the city life.
Yes, exactly. And catch up with all the other Irish boys, Mark O'Connor.
Yeah, we see Mark a bit. And Oisín Mullen, the new guy who's out for Geelong. He's also from Mayo, where
he's
going to
good reports on Oisín.
Oisín, yeah, he's a phenomenal athlete. Like, as in, he's just been an up-and-coming star in Mayo for so many years. He's always been very much talked about at home, but he can do things that a lot of other players can't.
She puts a bit of mayo on it, Jim.
Oh, my God. Has Bill walked you through the curse in mayo? Has he walked you through?
Her grandfather played in the
game. I know he did.
Yeah, he was on that 1951 team. So, yeah, they're all dead now at this point. So I think
except for one, isn't there?
No, all. I think it was last year last one passed away. So, yeah, Mayo are tipped to win the All-Ireland this year.
Yeah, the curse is gone.
And Collingwood are tipped to win the Premiership.
Oh, probably not.
In the AFLW? Or?
Yeah.
In the AFL.
Oh, righto. They're fighting words,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're talking to a reigning Premier.
Have they
Nuffy.
Appointed their new CEO yet, Collingwood?
Ned Kelly.
Yeah.
They have?
No. Yeah. No.
Haven't they?
Oh, well, he's about to.
Hasn't been appointed.
Here's a recommendation from us to you, Sarah. When he is appointed, Craig Kelly, we call him Ned.
Yeah.
He's been a mate of ours for 100 years. He's a buffoon.
No.
So stay as far away from him as you can.
So he is going to be our CEO.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And, right.
And we've
Why
called
would
him,
I stay away from him?
Well, because he's no good.
Because he's friends of you.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. He's friends with us and he's no
bad.
Good.
No, he's a good fella. He's a very good fella.
Why? Which bit?
He manages me.
So would you consider yourself a good fella?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I should be Irish.
What are the attributes that you bring to the table?
Fun. Enjoyment. Looks.
Looks.
Yeah.
Footballer.
What about?
Google me. Playing footy. Goal after siren. That, remember that, Sarah?
No, I need to actually. Can you send me through
the link?
How
would she remember
it? How would she remember? She wasn't born when it happened.
Black and
white. Did you play 48?
Oh, yeah. Good one, Sarah. Yes, good one.
So the Irish story in our game is supreme.
It is.
For me, it's one of the great stories. And, of course, it mainly started with the legend Jimmy Steins, who you would have heard about. And he was, of course, an incredible footballer for Melbourne. But he's also the man who sort of broke all the ground so that all the Irish players that came after it was easy for them because Jimmy had done all the heavy lifting and won the Brownlow medal, a legend of a man, and also a funny man.
Yeah.
He was telling me, because we were then involved in administration later on at two different clubs, he was telling me about how he used to mentor the boys when they came out after he'd finished playing.
The Irish boys.
Irish boys. Yep. And there was one, Sarah, called Satanta O'Halpin, who was a big bastard. A properly big man and tough and hard and strong.
And mad.
Yeah, and mad.
Mm.
Yeah. And he started, I think, at the Blues, didn't he, Satanta?
Yeah. At a training dust-up.
Well, Cameron Cloke in the bum. Kicked him in the ass.
He did. But this happened a bit later on. So he had his first pre-season and Jimmy invited him around for a barbecue about 3 months in. And so they're sitting there and Satanta's looking at Jimmy and Jimmy's looking at Satanta. And Jimmy said to Satanta, "How's it going, mate? Are you enjoying, you know?" And Jimmy and Satanta's going, "Oh, it's good. He said, "There's lots of running. It's good." And he said, "I've got a question for you, Jimmy." And Jimmy goes, "Oh, yeah, what's that?" He goes, "When does the f***ing hitting start?" All he'd seen is the punch-ons.
All the highlights.
of blokes just belting each other. He hadn't seen any of that in 3 months, and he was thinking about going home.
Exactly. Who has been the best Irish player? Male.
What was it, Bill?
Male.
Male,
That's Sarah? A hard question.
Sarah, right?
Well, Sarah only knows her era, so she can't be expected to talk about the old boys.
Yeah.
All right. Current. Your era. Zach Tuohy's been good.
Zach Tuohy, I would say, yeah.
Mm.
He just has a bit of a flair about him. But I think back to your point, when I came over first, I didn't know much about AFL. And I looked at the footage before I came over. Like, I hadn't watched the game, so I was just YouTubing AFL. And I was looking at the hits being like, oh my God, what kind of sport is that? What am I getting myself into? That is not an idea of fun. No way.
Well, and Sarah, that's...
Smash yourself.
Yeah.
That's why Bill ended up with splinters in his ass. Because he stayed that wide... The bits of the fence used to end up impaled into him.
Yeah.
For that express reason.
You don't need everyone in there.
So you just stay
hang
down.
Out. You've got to have someone hanging out.
I do
out.
That as well. Yeah. I would rather not take the contact.
Normally the quick ones like us. Hey, good on you, Rowie. Great to have you on board.
So
well
what are we doing with the victory, by the way, the girls?
Wind her up.
I know, but we just need to talk about what's coming up. You've got, I think, Australia Day Sydney at Amy Park. Is that right?
Yep.
And how deep in the season are we? How far away from finals and winning are you?
So we're fourth on the ladder at the moment. I think the next 2 weeks are very important for us. If we cement wins or draws, I think, in them games, that we should be set for finals. But yeah, it's been going well so far. And like I said, the club have been amazing. They're a great organisation and they've done so much over the last couple of weeks. But yeah, this game tomorrow is very important and Sydney will be one of the top teams in the league as well.
Brilliant. Amy Park, 4:05 PM. Rabsy.
Good. That's it. Sarah Rowe from the Melbourne Victory and the Collingwood Football Club on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Mum, she reckons I never played a bad game.
Well, my mum was similar. She'd give it the, bloody umpires. I'm like, Mum, I was bowled.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
How to get up, Pat?
Yes, there we go. New year, new questions, Jim. Funny about that.
Yep.
And new Bill, new host. So great to have you on board. And a new sponsor, $500 voucher. Yes. At Thirsty Camel, visit thirstycamel.com.au. And we welcome Lisa from Bendigo. G'day, Lisa.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Lisa. What do you do?
I work in retail.
Have you bounced back after the COVID stuff, Lisa?
Yeah, I did.
That's good. I was reading all about the department stores bouncing back into profit after a couple of down years, so it's good.
You work at Mecca or somewhere?
No. Work at Spotlight.
Oh, Spotlight, beautiful. All right, well done.
Yeah, but New Zealand, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Don't hold that against me.
No, that's all right. There's a question.
Yeah, at least you might enjoy a question coming up on the quiz.
And there's Willie there. G'day, Will.
Hey, Bill, Jing, how are you,
Willis,
fellas?
Willis, what do you do with yourself?
Yeah.
Civil engineer.
And which footy club do you support in the AFL?
The Mighty Eagles.
How?
Oh, yes, how?
We'll be back up this year.
Yeah, but how do you support them when you come from Kensington?
I just always loved Cousins and Judd.
Fair enough. I actually saw Cuzzy
in
Perth just prior to the test match. I was at a function. He was there. I said to him, Cuz, you look amazing.
Actually, does look
he does
good.
He looks incredible, and I had a good chat to him, and he was in a good spot.
So, that is good.
And, of course,
we should get him back out there.
Chris Judd, one of the all-timers and our man.
Cuzzy and Judd would both get a game for West Coast at the minute. Gee, they're poor.
A few clubs. All right, come on, Bill.
Right, here we go. Five questions. First one to get three wins. $500 thanks to our good friends, Thirsty Camel.
When you know the answer, scream out Lease or Willis. So loud. And Lease, I'm the judge.
Or Willis, and you're the judge. Well done.
Here we go.
Lunar New Year was celebrated on the weekend, Jim. Vietnam is celebrating the Year of the Cat, but what is it for the rest of the world?
Lease. Willis.
Or Lease.
The Year of the Rabbit.
Yes! Oh, Rabs. Well done, Rabs.
Well done, Rabbits. Okay.
And question two. Name the outgoing New Zealand Prime Minister.
Lisa. Willis.
I'm giving it to you, Willis. I'm giving it to you, Willis, because I heard your voice first, even though you got your own name wrong.
He got his own name wrong, Jim.
Lisa or Dan.
No.
All right.
I'm not giving you that.
Lisa?
Jacinda Ardern.
Who?
Jacinda Ardern.
Yeah, that's it. She's got big teeth. Big chompers. Right. So the new Prime Minister is Chris Hipkins.
Yes.
He's the new Prime Minister of New Zealand. I caught up with him during the week, Jim.
Weren't you meant to ask him a question? You should have said.
Yeah, I should.
I asked him what it felt like to be the Prime Minister of New Zealand. Come on, Fat.
You start riding him, will you?
All right.
So what's the score?
They're all 2-0 at the minute. So Willis has got some work to
do. Does Willis know if he's Willis or Lisa? Come on, Willis. What Australian player lost to Novak Djokovic earlier?
Yes, Willis.
Alex De Minaur.
Well done.
The Demon. All right. 2-1. Not quite a ring-a-ding, but getting there.
What body part of Prince Harry once suffered from frostbite, according to his new book?
Willis.
Oh. Frostbite.
Private parts.
No, we can say it on air. It's
Lisa.
That's cock to me.
Oh, oh no.
Jim, it's in
that's
his book.
To me. The eighth day.
He got frostbite on the eighth day.
What the hell?
I don't know how you... What was it doing out for so long? But apparently, yep. So, wow, score, please.
Now we got to ring it in.
Two all. $500 voucher.
Here we go.
Thirsty camel. What water-loving animal shut down New Year's Eve celebrations in the UK?
Oh,
my goodness.
Jim.
Willis.
Jim.
I'm looking
out. Jim, look at Jim.
I'll tell you what I've done. I've looked after Willis a bit down the track.
Oh, jeez.
All right. He jumped in a couple of times when he actually wasn't there.
Come on, Jim.
Right. So I'm ask another question. Ask another question.
You've got to make a decision.
No, I can't. That's a dead heat. Ask another question.
All right. It was war.
Come on.
Rust,
you must have a war rush.
Yeah.
A war rush.
Yeah. You were listening, were you?
Yeah, good.
Who won Essendon's Best and Fairest last year?
Oh, that's unfair.
Well, she's from New Zealand.
Well, she's Australian.
Go to the Herald Sun like you usually do.
Yeah, go on. Get the Herald Sun out and then find a question.
It's Sunday's Herald Sun. It's a bit old. I don't get today's Herald Sun.
You can't ask that. Lisa's from New Zealand.
Peter Wright.
Yeah, it was 2 metre, but we're not giving you that.
Who was the guest earlier? There we go, maybe.
No.
Here we go. Question coming out of the newspaper.
Righto. Yep.
Here it is. Just rolling the pages over. Question coming.
Who? What Australian? Give me one Australian that made the team of the year in the ICC.
Willis.
Bill.
Yes,
Willis. Kawaja.
Well done. Yeah, we've got to
give it to Willis. I know. She's not helping Lise. Well, she's not a bloody cricket fan.
But she could be. She's from Bendigo. Hey, well done. Willis, you have won a $500 voucher thanks to Thirsty Camel. Visit thirstycamel.com.au. Right. We'll find something for Lise.
We've
got to
get Lise something. Yeah. Get her something, right?
Yeah, and we'll give her a $200 Neverland store voucher. Neverlandstore.com.au.
There you go, Lise.
Thanks, fellas. That's
spotlight.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Well done. And Willis.
Good quiz. Yes.
Yeah.
Your name's Willis, not Lisa.
Yeah. Dopey.
No wonder you're bloody West Coast support. You're 3 hours behind.
Yes. Dopey.
Yeah, no. Not on today.
All right. Well done. Well, a nice voucher, by the way, from Thirsty Camel.
Wasn't that a good quiz?
Not a bad start from you, Fat.
Well done, Fat.
Not a bad start.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you get when you... Bones get a bit bristle. What's that called?
A bit bristle.
Bristle.
Osteo.
Osteopubis. That's it.
Not pubis. No. All right. So we put up on Instagram at James Brayshaw and at Bill Brown. Did you put it up?
No, I've been busy, Jim. I had the hump day quiz. I had to do the rap. I do a lot of things that first hour.
Right, I sent it to you. Yes, we did a video of what's coming up on the show today about 2 hours ago. So at James Brayshaw if you want to check it out.
A tease.
Anyway, exactly. And some interesting comments came flying in.
Oh, yes.
_ Hallie, I can't soar with eagles when you're surrounded by pelicans.
Hey, that's not
the same. Help, Jim.
Storm boy, that's you.
And you.
What's with the matching outfits? Laughing my ass off. Says Go D's 2020. King Jing and Bins, says Matt Littlechild.
Rosie.
_ and dressed the same.
Rosie segment this.
Prince Harold Willett. Funny, I just Googled cocksmack and got redirected here. Hasn't Bill trained off?
Oh.
Anyway, I got to this one here, which interested me. He goes, ask Bill, this is Troy Greed.
Oh, yeah.
Ask Bill if he remembers what level you blokes actually work on. I saw him a few hours ago wandering around level one of the building looking like a lost kid in the supermarket. A junk food section, of course. question mark.
That's funny.
Now, Bill, what were you doing on level one?
Well, Jim, I get on at M.
Yeah, I do too.
The mezzanine.
Yeah, yes.
For those who might know it. So I just get on and I'm standing there and I hit two because we're on level two.
Jim. Oh, what? And you ended up at one.
Well, the lift stops. So I think, and I just walk out and I go, shit, it's changed a bit from last night. Isn't you? Normally the girls on reception there and you wave to them and all that. And I'm walking and I go,
looks nothing like
nothing
our.
Nothing like our level. Jeez, that's all happened overnight. What's going on?
Oh, my God. Just wandering around the wrong level.
I realised, Jim, I was
you're on the wrong level.
Wrong level.
So you went back to the lift and
had to go up one.
Up one.
But and you got papped.
Well, I didn't know that bike was in there, actually. I didn't look at him. But at least I know what level I'm on because when you come to work the other day, Jim, what did you say to yourself?
First time since October.
Yeah, it's not that long ago.
I got into the lift and I thought, actually, what lift are we
on? You thought we were on five or six.
Six. I thought I was on six. And then I went, no, it's not six. No. But it was two.
Yes.
Also, Jay Sutton underscore 11. Open-toed shoes in the office, Jim. You're better than that. Well, they're thongs.
Well, they're
to wear thongs this time of year, aren't you?
Well, you are. Bloody oaf, you can wear, you can wear sandals.
On? Well, I don't wear sandals.
Oh, don't you? With socks?
No. She, Harvey 45, she plays both. Thank you, Bill. Talking about our girl, Sarah Rowe.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, you can enjoy that. I'm not sure about Instagram, by the way.
Why?
Well, because I look on a Monday and you get 45 new followers.
Yeah.
And yet your number of followers hasn't moved for 3 years.
It does not
How
move.
Does that work?
Once you hit 100,000, they just don't move.
Anyway, what have we got coming up, Bartholomew?
Merrick Watts plus Bill has a story about this man.
I don't give a damn.
Donald Trump playing golf.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, time for a Kit Kat. Hey, Jim, just reading Donald Trump here. I like to read about him, and he's put out a posted this on socials.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great honour to have won the Senior Club Championship at Trump International Golf Club, one of the best courses in the country in Palm Beach, Florida. Competed against many fine golfers and was hitting the ball long and straight. You need strength and stamina to win.
I beg your pardon?
And I have strength and stamina. Most others don't.
Oh, my God.
So he reckons he won this.
Stamina.
He reckons he won the Senior Club Championship at Trump International Golf Club, Jim, over the weekend. But he actually didn't play the first day.
Nah, Bill.
He didn't play the first day. And at the end of the day, his name was at the top of the leaderboard. Yep. Because on the Thursday beforehand, he had a really good day and he put that score in.
Yep, that's
you can't do that, Donald. Come on,
Bill,
Donald.
Of course you can't.
He's a cheat. He cheats.
Well,
no doubt about
that. The interesting thing, because if you put in your Google search Donald Trump golf, cheating is the first thing that comes up.
Well,
he's been accused about 20 times.
Well, fake news. This bloke said he cheats because that's how he plays golf. That's how he learnt to play golf.
Yep.
That's how he needs to play golf. And whether you're his pharmacist or Tiger Woods, if you're playing with him, he's going to cheat.
Yep.
There you go.
That's it.
A bit like King Jong over there in North Korea. He doesn't mind. How many club championships did he win?
Well, I don't think he had too many competitors.
He hit 9 holes in one in his first round of golf.
Not too many play against him.
That's not bad.
I don't think he's got too many opponents.
No.
He's got them plays to himself.
Hey, speaking of golf, Jim, you spoke about this yesterday. Adam Scott is the latest golf star committed to join Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy in playing virtual golf. So it's virtual golf.
Arena golf, I think it's called, isn't it?
It's under lights and on Monday night. They've built this stadium, which houses 2,000 spectators.
Mm-hmm.
So they all come along, purpose-built arena in Palm Beach Gardens, Jim. And it's going to be on Prime TV on a Monday night.
Yep.
And it's all virtual golf.
Oh, big names attached to it
well.
And so, and it's under the umbrella of the PGA Tour.
Yes.
So nothing to do with LIV, which
TGL,
is...
TGL, this is called.
TGL. I saw it. I don't know enough about it. Stadium Golf, which they already do in Phoenix, at the Waste Open. But this one is actually purpose-built. Yeah.
It's a simulator.
Oh, so not actually hitting the ball, hitting it into a...
No, I think it's you go along and it's a simulator. You play against... There's three blokes in a team, and your team plays whoever, and it's simulated golf in a big arena with 2,000 people watching on Prime TV.
Right, okay,
not
Bill.
Bad. Not bad. I don't mind it.
You have that. While we're talking golf, I'm going to make a statement here, and I want it recorded so that when it happens, I can play it back.
Are we on, reps?
I hope so.
Oh, good. Right, go.
Minwoo Lee
yes.
will win a major.
Ooh.
He might be the next Australian to win a major.
Yes.
Now, I know Cam Smith's a legend and all the rest of it, but he will win one at some stage during his career. He is elite.
He is. Nearly won a tournament the other day.
In Abu Dhabi, finished runner-up. He's 24, Bill. Yep. He's from Perth.
Yes.
He is a ridiculously passionate Fremantle Dockers fan. Cousin Andy regularly plays with him at Royal Freo, but he loves his footy.
Yep.
But he is a proper golfer.
Good. And his sister's very good too.
Well, I mean, she's a star. She's a legitimate star. I think she's already won a couple of majors.
Righto.
She's the real deal, but he is too. So we got that, right?
Yes, it's in the can.
Good. Righto. Speaking of tennis, Jim, which we haven't today.
Right.
Ben Shelton.
Yes.
Which is, he's playing right now.
Shelton's son.
Yes.
Thank you, Brian.
When we grew up, Brian was running.
Oh, boy.
So this is his boy playing on centre court at the minute, down two sets.
Yeah.
He's playing a boy from America too called Paul.
No, Bill.
His name's Paul.
First name's not Paul.
It is Paul.
What is it, Rebs?
It's Tommy, actually.
Tommy Paul.
Yeah.
You're not going to have his name Paul.
Yeah. He has now, but he's never been out of America.
He's still at college.
He's made, I don't know how much money he's made. He's made a lot of money.
He'd be at least $500,000 now.
Yeah, and this is the first time he's been out of college. He looks like he'll get beaten today. Then he just goes back and he's got to sit exams and things like that. That is unbelievable. Hasn't been anywhere else in the world except Australia.
I grew up with a bloke who said, never trust anyone with two first names.
Who was that?
Tommy Paul.
Tommy Paul.
Yeah, Tommy Paul.
Oh, Paul.
Like, if you've got two first names, that's not trustworthy, according to this bloke.
No, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Or blokes that don't drink.
Wasn't quite going there.
What else have we got, Raps?
Well, we've got Merrick Watts coming up, but up next, you got a story about you had a nightmare at home, but we are doing this all thanks to our friends at Trade Institute of Victoria. Make sure you start on your way to becoming a registered builder with the Trade Institute of Victoria. Head to triv.vic.edu.au.
Rabs, if you missed the start of the show.
Yes.
Bill got off to a pretty ordinary start. He was trying to do some humour around an award that came for me, and this is what happened.
Something arrived in the mail today. And it was in a big box, and I thought, this would be nice, and it was actually addressed.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to think of the word.
What?
It was actually.
You just stopped talking.
I couldn't think of addressed. It was addressed to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been hard to think of.
Well, it just slipped through my mind, Jim. Things slip through there.
Anyway, I've had an issue at home. Talk about it next.
Mm.
Head to triv.vic.edu.au, by the way. Satisfied students are through there. Develop courses as well. Wide variety of course content.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
They need key forwards.
Give me some else. There's no...
But you're all over.
Give me some else.
Some else. Give me some else.
Well, I woke up the other morning, Fat, much later than I intended to.
Ooh.
Because the power had been cut off. Bill, what they're replacing a power pole down the road at my joint.
What would you call it?
Well, apparently,
Adelaide.
Well, if it was Adelaide, it was a Stobie pole, but these because they're train tracks with concrete in the middle.
Right.
Whereas here, they're power poles, and this one's being replaced.
Yeah.
Apparently, they had alerted Lisa, but she'd gone to tennis. I had no idea this was happening.
Right.
So I'm woken up later because my bloody alarm clock didn't work.
Mm.
And here's what happened after that.
You need an alarm clock.
You're going
to
alarm on your phone?
No, but I don't have my phone next to me because someone told me it's bad for brain cancer, sleeping next to your phone.
You're a flop.
So that's on the charger.
You've got to put
I'm going to get to the phone in a second.
All right.
So here's what happened after I got up late because my alarm clock didn't work because the power had been cut off. It was hot.
Yes.
Couldn't turn the fan on.
Oh.
Fat. Because desperate for a coffee. Coffee machine didn't work.
Yes.
Needed to do two loads of washing. No washing machine.
Yes.
I thought, okay, all of that's not available to me.
Turn the telly on.
I'm going to read the paper. Computer wouldn't turn on. So then I got my laptop out of my bag.
Yes.
No Wi-Fi.
Good.
Thought I'll empty the dishwasher.
Mm.
It had been cut mid-cycle. Then I thought, stuff this, I'll have a shower.
Yes.
No hot water.
Mm.
Electric water heater.
Oh.
I'm standing under a freezing cold shower.
Good for you.
I get out. I think to myself, I'll jump in the car.
Yes.
I'll head down to the village for a coffee.
Don't tell me.
Garage door doesn't work. Can't get my car out. Phone hasn't been on the charger all night. Oh. Phone dead. I can't charge that.
Flat.
So you know what I worked out?
What did you work out, Jim?
When the power gets turned off at your house,
yep.
Your joint's f***ed.
Right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And that's when probably we were better friends, not now.
Exactly.
Right now, we're joined by Merrick Watts, JB, who's combining two of our favourite things, comedy and wine.
Our next guest is Australian radio royalty, who's been on just about every station and worked with just about everyone. These days, he runs Grapes of Mirth, bringing together wine and comedy.
What I love about this wine is it's got great fruit, great balance, complex, but also very approachable. The snack I've paired for this wine is chicken twisties.
Please welcome Merrick Watts.
Well, it combines the two of our favourite things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bill wouldn't know a bottle of wine if someone inserted it into him, but Merrick, welcome to you. And they are great things to be involved in, so this is good.
Yeah, oh, look, if I could find a way to bring the Collingwood Football Club into it, it would be a perfect trifecta. It really would.
No, don't bring the tone down.
It'd be a cheap wine.
I apologise to everybody who's listening for just even saying Collingwood this early in the year. It upsets people outside of myself and Peter Hellier. Everyone else gets upset. But it is. It's a great combination of my two great loves, a bit of vino and some laughs with friends.
So you are a... Salmonella.
Oh, no, don't say anything.
Yeah, I've got salmonella. Yeah. On the way here, I was very sick in the car.
Just another go there, Bill.
A sommelier.
That's
better. Yeah. That's nearly it. A wine connoisseur. Oh!
I have been called that, yes, Bill.
What the hell?
Several times. Yes. Occasionally by my wife. Mm. Now, I am. I wouldn't say I'm necessarily, I wouldn't use the term connoisseur, but the fact that you have is excellent because it's correct. but I am I'm a qualified sommelier. I've got what they call a Wesset Level 3, which is an international standard in wine. So I reckon I'm pretty good.
Yes, you are. Level 3, which is very good. And you're coming to God Country, Geelong, of course. Mount Anita State, 5Ks out of Geelong. Beautifully set up there. And you're bringing some comics with you. How does it all work? Because there's a lot of you.
It's a little bit like a big day out for old people, Bill. Right. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It's not for your young kids. It's not for the people who want to take some special Tic Tacs and have a good time. It's about people who want to enjoy a couple of glasses of wine and take a pretty relaxed day. The event goes for like 6 hours and it's some of Australia's premier headlining comedians come, and it's a very relaxed setting. You get a picnic rug, you sit out on the lawns there and you just enjoy wine, have a few laughs, and then when you're done, you go and destroy Red Rooster is what you do.
You're following some decent acts too down at Mount Dunedin. We had Robbie Williams there recently.
Yes, exactly. The great Elton John. Been out there.
And now me. So, I mean, look at that. They're just really outperforming themselves at Mount Dunedin. Well done to them.
Well, you got Denise Scott out there. Melanie Bracewell. I like her humour. She's good.
Yeah, she's great. Peter Hellier is joining us as well. Mel Buttle, Nick Cody is a great guy and a fantastic comedian. It's a gun lineup. So if you don't come, you're going to miss out. As simple as that. These comedians will never, ever perform ever again anywhere. This is it. This is their last gigs.
So let me ask you about this. As a sommelier, and I'm a lover of wine, do you, when you go to a restaurant and a sommelier comes up and tries to suggest to you what you should be drinking with the food you're eating, do you ever turn around and say, listen, mate, you're off the pace?
Ooh, depends on how many drinks I've had beforehand. if I'm coming in hot, I'm not listening. There's no way, none. Particularly if I've been to a footy match, no way. Otherwise, no, I usually like to, pay respect to the people who know what they're doing and listen to their options. And I usually take their advice. I ask them straight up. I go, what do you reckon? And they, particularly if they know that I've got wine qualifications, then I just say, whatever you reckon, and leave it in their hands. They know what they're doing. Well, it's like a bus driver. I don't get on the bus and say, hey, mate, I've got a driver's license. Give me a crack.
No, that's a good point.
That's why I do
Hill
that.
Hill of Grace or something, Jim.
Good point you make. But I have just spent about 3 weeks in Italy, Merrick, last year. And as you know, that is the home of the sommelier nearly. I know that France is where they came from, but they're very passionate about it there.
Absolutely.
And when they wander out to you from the back of the restaurant, they then, when you get there and their big, thick bastard bloody wine lists, they just go straight to the back.
Yeah,
about €290. That's about where they start.
And you go to the front.
And I just take it back off them and go straight back to the front.
Yes.
And you go right back to, excuse me, where's Fruitylexia? I think you've missed the Fruitylexia
part.
Chianti,
I like those ones. They're not quite
as expensive. Bill, I don't think you should try and say Chianti. I don't think I've got a bad feeling if you have a crack at that. Let's just leave that one live. But yeah, look, I think Australia's wine actually is very much of a world standard. I think we kind of, look at ourselves a little bit like some sort of battlers, but in the world scale of wine, Australia's very, very much up there. We've got a great variety and we've got, you know, pretty cheap prices when you compare them to what you were paying overseas when they saw you walk through the door. They've just gone, fleece this bloke. Mm. Yeah, they would have said that in Italian, but sure, that's what they would have meant.
And wineries everywhere.
Of course.
Down Bellarine Peninsula in Geelong and, of course, Red Hill and all that.
Mornington.
The only problem I have is, because I don't drink wine, so I'm a beer drinker, they don't have good beer there. Well, you'd reckon you just have, I know it's for people who drink wine, but there's the odd person like me that doesn't. Why don't they stock them with a nice Carlton draft?
Well, we do. We always have beer at our events because we just go, because there's always going to be a Billy Brownless there. That's what we say. Like, you're actually the term that we use. We go, what if there's a code 3, which is a Billy Brownless, which is a bloke who wants to, he's thirsty for a drink, but only knows how to drink beer.
That's it.
We've got that sorted as well.
Oh, good.
We do pretty much everything but Tia Maria. So there you go.
Hey, what happened to Rosso?
I spoke to him about just a week and a half ago. Almost 2 weeks ago. We had a great chat on the phone for about 45 minutes. But I would like to say, Rosso, if you are listening, don't ring me at 7:30 in the morning. Why are you ringing me at 7:30 in the morning?
What about the random nature of that question, Eric, by the way? You're talking in a very educational way about wine and the people that make it, and then Fats just asked you about Rosso.
Well, everyone growing up our vintage knows Merrick and Rosso.
Yeah.
Off the TV.
Yeah, but we weren't talking about Rosso.
Doesn't matter.
We are now. He's great. He's great. Sends his love.
We'd had enough of the wine.
No, we'd had enough of you trying to turn it on a Carlton draft. Hang on. Merrick, stick around, please. More to discuss with this man.
More with Merrick Watts on the Rush Hour next. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not a fighter.
No, I can see that.
I'm not a lover.
Either.
I don't know. Actually, don't know what
you are.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Merrick Watts joins us, by the way. His Grapes of Mirth shows will be in Geelong on February 4th. And for our Tasmanian friends in Launceston on Feb 11. You can grab your tickets, grapesofmirth.com.au.
This man's turning 50 in November. Now, we've got him on Zoom. We're honest here. He's in the studios of Sydney. Mm. He doesn't look 50.
He looks better than I.
A lot better.
Better than you.
Now, what's the secret, please? Yes. Is it the Maroubra sunshine?
Yeah, it is. Look, it's actually, the reason I think I look younger is because I live in Maroubra in Sydney, of course. It's the birthplace of the Bra Boys.
It is.
And just living constantly on edge and in fear keeps me young and virile. I don't know what it is. I'm reverse aging. A lot of people call me Benjamin Button because I seem to be reverse aging. But truth be known, I've got great genetics. And I also go and visit a clinic every week and just get 1,000 jabs in my face. So there's the answer. I've also just walked out of a solarium, so that's part of it.
It looks like all of those things are working for you. When you run into a Bra Boy, do you say, how's it going, mate?
Yeah, absolutely. I chat to them all the time. I see the Bra Boys all the time. You can't miss them because they've got Bra Boys tattooed on them. So they're not hard to miss. But to be honest, they're great lads. They really are. They're surfers, and that's what they care about. And they love, you know, getting out there in the water. And I don't surf, so I think that's why they like me, because they just go, no, you're a land bunny. And I just sit there, obviously, with my bucket and my spade sitting in the sand there. And they come along and have a bit of a chat, kick it over, and then they go for a surf.
He's looking good. Very good. Now, you're a great traveller, too. You love your travelling. Where have we been?
Yep.
Where would you suggest for our listeners?
Where have I been? I travel all over the country. What about something locally? I went to the Northern Territory recently. That was amazing. Up around Catherine Gorge there. That was absolutely stunning. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love South Australia. I know that, you know, it's, you know, everyone knows that it's great, but I still think the wine regions around South Australia and the beaches there are absolutely stunning. But I will say, JB, I'm with you, mate. I went to Italy and France last year. And, mate, I was in Avignon in France. I got a gig with a travel program called Escape 2, which is part of News Corp. And they said, hey, listen, would you like to come to France and, you know, just kind of, you know, be you? And I went, that sounds like a great idea. So if you, is anybody listening, if you can find somebody who wants to send you to France on a working holiday, I suggest doing it. It's brilliant.
What about Broadbeach or somewhere? Go up there on the Gold Coast?
Or even better, if you can't make Broadbeach, Broadmeadows is beautiful this time of year.
Now we're talking Collingwood. Yeah, you're getting your eye in.
Nothing wrong with that. Where else in the world can you relax and set fire to a car at the same time?
Broadie,
I love it. Now, not far from where you live, of course, I don't know if you're a golfer, Merrick, but I know we've discussed this before. I am passionate about the game.
Yep.
New South Wales, the coast, St. Michael's, Randwick, some of the great golf playing territory in the world is right next to your joint.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you know what I love? I go for a walk with my wife sometimes down through the national park, and you pop up there. You know, there's a very, very famous hole that you'd be familiar with where you've got to tee off over quite a large gap. And I like to just sit there for about 45 minutes and just quietly laugh when blokes shank it into the ocean. Just watch them just go, want another mulligan? And they just bang in the water. It is a great thing. It's a good part of the world because the courses there are brilliant.
I know, brilliant. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but half of the Sydney Swans coaching staff live in that exact part of the world.
Big
horsey Longmire's down there, I think.
Is he a golfer?
Yeah. No, I don't think so, horse. Those calves are too big.
And he's forward.
What? That stops you from playing off third. So the tour with the comedians and the wine, we've got Launceston, Geelong. Any other venues sort of coming up?
What have we got coming up? Yeah, we've got lots on. I'm just trying to think. Well, I'm going to Canberra this weekend. Then we've got Griffith in a few weeks as well. So, look, honestly, just keep an eye out for grapesandmirth.com.au and you'll be able to see where we're travelling to.
What are you going
to
do in Canberra?
Well, that's a good point.
No, but it just doesn't go. It doesn't.
No, Canberra's got great wines, Billy. Like, seriously,
Canberra hasn't.
Yeah.
It's got a war museum.
Yeah, which is also awesome. If you can have a drink in the war museum, you know.
That's right.
Two wrongs make a right.
So there's wineries there in Canberra.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, really good ones. One of the top 10 wineries and wines in this entire country is Clonakilla, and they're just outside of Canberra.
Lake
Jamie's nodding his head because he's tasted some quality wines.
Bloody oath, I've.
Absolutely.
And I've tasted their wine too. It's very, very nice. I'm agreeing with you.
I'll check Billy to see whether or not they've got any beer in Canberra, but I'm pretty sure they probably serve some somewhere.
No, I love that whole thing, Merrick. So these people have devoted hundreds of years of their family life to planting grapes and then to harvesting and then putting all of the techniques they've learned at these amazing places to produce a bottle that the family are proud of.
Yeah.
And Fat rolls in and goes, have you got a Carlton draft?
That's okay.
No. That's all right. I sometimes roll into breweries and say, have you got any vino? And they just go, please.
Hey, mate, great chatting to you. Yes. Grapesofmirth.com.au. Make sure you get around it. It's fantastic.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
Not turning up tomorrow.
Why?
No, I've had enough.
Come on, Jim. We've only gone 3 days.
I know. That's enough of you. Rabs is going nicely.
Yes.
Girls are doing a great job.
Yes.
Have we got Beersy out there? Just come on board. He's showing good signs.
He'll get better.
Onion.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I don't see Onion very often. He turns up every now and then and then don't see him again for a while.
Australia Day tomorrow, Jim.
Australia Day, of course.
We're having a holiday.
Holiday tomorrow.
So what are you
going
to do?
Enjoy that. Going out for dinner, actually, tomorrow night in the city, but during the day, I'm not sure.
I'm going to have a hamburger and a beer.
Just make it like every other day. Joke?
Yes, please.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Very fortunate two plastics so far.
Yeah, I know. And they've both been the doodle jokes.
And they've both been old.
We'll stay away from there.
Good.
Little Johnny was in class, Jim, and the teacher said to him, what does your father do? Little Johnny said, he's a magician, miss. How interesting. What's his favourite trick? He saws people in half, miss. Wow, that must be amazing to watch, little Johnny. Do you have any brothers or sisters? Well, I've got one half brother and two half sisters. Even old Newmat likes that out there. Jim, one half brother and two half sisters.
That's excellent. Oh, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to leave with 5 minutes towards the end of every show. I can't do this for all of you.
Jim,
I cannot
get
do this for all of you.
Some humour in you. Hume. H-U-M. Wow! 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 Wow!
Just gave up on that one.
Smiles.
Oh my God.
Try and smile, Jim. Smile. No. See if you can. Go on.
I can't deal with you anymore. I'm over you already.
Good joke, Bill. Well done. Free from feet. Woo!